This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Sarah Gibson in for Peter Biello. As of this week, nearly all schools in New Hampshire have fully reopened. Until now, it's been a patchwork of different reopening plans depending on the district. As NHPR's education reporter, I've been talking to a family on the seacoast that's navigated this for over a year with some extra complications. The parents work at two different high schools while their kids go to other schools, each with a different approach to the pandemic. I checked in with that family via Zoom last night.
Yes, Darren just got back. Is Max back?
They were supposed to have baseball practice, but there was a thunderstorm.
They gave up on the baseball outside.
That's Melinda Schaffner. She's a college counselor at Winnicunnet High School in Hampton, where they were remote in the fall and fully in person for the last month. Her daughter, Maya, is just starting full-time at Oyster River High School this week after being in remote and hybrid models since the pandemic began.
I have to switch my brain to be able to do normal school again because I haven't done it in a year.
Then there's Maya's brother.
My name is Max William Schaffner Scopel.
What? Okay.
Do you have two middle names?
Yeah.
He does.
Max goes to Barrington Middle School, which has been fully open since August.
We've been totally in school, but like masks on and everything, which I mean, now I kind of just sometimes forget I'm even wearing one because I'm just so used to it by now.
The dad, Darren Scopel, is a high school science teacher in Rochester, which has also been fully open. And the differences in every school's pandemic approach has been the topic of conversation at dinner.
And before dinner and after dinner and on the phone, you know, so there was a lot. I mean, it's, you know, we're dealing with different parts of it, four different schools.
Darren says he understands that every school has unique hurdles. Some have bad ventilation. Others don't have enough room for social distancing. But Melinda wishes they'd been able to reopen months ago, as more research was showing that with proper safety measures, schools could keep transmission of COVID-19 low.
I get angry. I get angry because I feel like that when it was working, we didn't pivot. There was no, hey, there's more information now. The data is coming in and it's showing that schools can do this. And the importance of getting students back into school for wellness, mental health, and education. All of those things. And there was just no change for months. And I'm still frustrated. We can't get that time back.
I've heard this from other families. Even as schools reopen, there's frustration over how some students got a semi-normal year while others missed out. Maya is thrilled to be back in school, but says she picked up some bad habits when she was doing school at home alone, feeling overwhelmed and lonely.
The biggest difference in going into school is that I'd be 10 minutes into a class and I'd want to pick up my phone, or I'd want to draw something, I want to do something else because my attention span has gotten so ruined being at home. And I mean, I think TikTok is also another, that's a big platform that everyone's using. It's not like an unknown thing.
Some of Maya's friends are choosing to stay remote for the rest of the year. Melinda and Darren also have students who have opted for remote learning. Darren thinks most of them would do better off in his classroom, but
there are a few kids that excel. And I've had probably 2 or 3% of my kids who, when I had in person, not doing well. But when they went remote, they did better.
Melinda, a college counselor, worries about how strange life is for her students in the class of 2021, especially those who are planning for college.
I think the class of 2020 got a lot of attention last year for losing the end of their senior year. But these seniors this year, they didn't get the college visits. They didn't get the summer before. Then the application season, they were very disconnected. And even now, they're getting onto campuses, sometimes the first time, just when they're about to make decisions.
As for Maya, a junior, she's excited for what she calls the little things. Seeing her friends, connecting with teachers, and relearning how to be in school. Sarah Gibson, NHPR News.